I was trying to be an adult here.
No, you weren't.
I wanted to solve everything.
What? Nah. No way.
It's a war of words.
The defendant comes and says to me, oh, why are you staring at me?
Between battling neighbors.
She looks at me and she says, what are you looking at? And I said, nothing.
But whose words are whose?
She called me a drug addict and she called my whole family and me losers.
That's what you said about my family.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Maria Kansas is suing her neighbor, 23-year-old Alicia Franchi, for damaging her front door during an argument in front of their homes.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 89 on the calendar in the matter of Kansas versus Franchi.
How do you feel?
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
This is about two neighbors that don't get along, but according to your complaint, the defendant took that not getting along to an extreme. When did that happen?
That happened April 19th of 2012.
What time?
At 12 o'clock in the afternoon, ma'am.
Tell me about it.
Okay, Your Honor. I had just come home from grocery shopping. I pulled in front of my house because I could not park in my driveway. And I parked in front of my house, in front of the mailbox, actually. And I was looking for the mailman because where I live, if you're blocking a driveway, it's a non-walking zone. So you don't get your mail. And I was coming out of my car, watching for my mailman the whole time. And the defendant, at the same time, comes and says to me, oh, why are you staring at me? Why are you staring at me?
Where is her house? Across
right across the street, ma'am.
Is it a two-lane road?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't shout out. Two-lane road.
Yes.
Okay, let's start at that point. Ms. Franchi, April 19th, what day of the week was that?
It was a Thursday.
And what were you doing home at 12 noon?
I was at home with my daughter.
Who else lives there?
My mother, my father who recently passed away, and my 15-year-old brother.
Okay, so you're home, it's 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. And?
I go outside to actually bring in the garbage cans, not to check the mail. This was
She didn't say you came out to check the mail. That's not what she said at all.
Okay,
went out to bring in the garbage cans.
To bring in the garbage cans.
And?
I bring in two, because we have four. I bring in two at a time, brought up the two. I notice her looking at me. I looked over. She looks at me, and she says, what are you looking at? And I said, nothing.
Okay, keep going.
And she says to me, why are you looking at me? And she just keeps saying profound language to me, like screaming at me for no reason.
No. I want you to tell me what she said.
She called me a drug addict, and she called my whole family and me losers.
That's what you said about my family.
Now listen to me, Ms. Franchi. I don't want you to say anything until I look at your direction and ask you a question. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I want you to tell me what she said to you and what you said to her. The exact words, if you remember them.
Yes. I called her a loser also, and I called her that she has many fathers for her child. I said many words to her, you know, because she got me very angry, Your Honor, because I was just waiting for my mail, and she approached me for no reason, started yelling at me and screaming at me for no reason.
Well, I didn't hear what she said to you. So far, I heard you calling her names.
She was staring at me. She was saying, why are you looking at me? Why are you staring at me?
Okay, so she looked
tired
at you.
Of you guys all the six. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
She looked at you. Why are you looking at me? Why are you staring at me? And?
And then she says,
careful. Careful, I want you to tell me what she said to you.
I'm sick and tired of you and your family. You know, you've been there for all of this time. You should go back where you came from. And she kept on going with words, Your Honor.
No, words I want to hear. That's what this case is about. This is about harassment.
I don't want to tell you the words.
Well, you have to say the words.
Okay, she was saying, why don't you go back where you came from and you don't belong here. It, you know, kept on going on and on and kept on saying, calling us, me and my family, a loser and drug addicts and everything else.
Okay,
and I had enough.
What did you say? And what did you say to her?
I said to her, why don't you just leave me alone? And I'm not even looking at you.
But just a sec. But there came a time when you did, in fact, curse at her.
Yes, I did.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
Yes, I did. I told her, why don't you mind your business?
So you were yelling at each other?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Okay. And then what happened?
I defended myself because it's been going on for 6 years. It's an ongoing story, Your Honor. It's been going on for 6 years since the day one I moved in the house.
I want you to tell me what happened after you were yelling at each other.
Ma'am, I'm 40 years old and she's 23. I was trying to be an adult here.
No, you weren't. Miss Kansas, you are not trying to be an adult. I just want you to now tell me what happened. Now you're yelling at each other in two very unladylike ways.
I understand. You're right.
Not an adult and a 20-year-old. You were both behaving badly.
As anyone.
Then I just want you to tell me, after you were yelling at each other, something happened, which is the basis for this lawsuit.
The thing is, after I received my mail, I was approaching to bring my groceries in my house. She kept on saying bad words, kept on going on and on and on. She didn't stop. She kept on going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth from her house to my house.
If you say anything again, I'm going to put you out. Now, do you understand?
Yes.
Go ahead.
She knows.
So she's
she kept
moving
on going
back and forth
to my
street
house
so far.
I have videos to prove it, ma'am.
I'll look at them in a minute. I want you to tell me what happened.
She just kept on going back and forth to my house, kept on saying words, and I said to her, I even raised my hand up. I said, Alicia, enough is enough. I'm not saying anymore. Leave me alone. That's it. I'm not going to argue with you. Just leave me alone.
Go ahead.
I put my groceries on the floor, and then I approached to open the door, to come to open the door to get in my house. Then all of a sudden, I guess she gone crazy, and she comes racing at me, trying to hit me for no reason. I don't know what happened
that day. Just tell me what happened. Not what you don't know. Just tell me what happened.
Yes.
You put your groceries down. You were trying to get into the door, and she came across the street.
I put the key in my door. I locked the door, and then she comes racing from her house to my house. And then I slammed the door in her face. Then she starts banging on my screen door, broke my screen door, and just kept on just banging on my door like a crazy woman.
That's the basis for the lawsuit, that she damaged your property.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a bill for that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see.
I also have my screen.
I'd like to
see. And I also have video.
At first, I want to take a look at the bills. Thank you. Okay. Now, you had a little bit of a hissy fit, Miss Franchi?
Yes.
And what did you do when you had the hissy fit?
Well, I had the hissy fit for the no reason that she says is because she called me and my 4-year-old daughter both.
Okay. You were calling each other bad names.
I kept walking away from her. She kept going. And when she realized that it was not fazing me and I was about to walk into my home, she said, F you, you and your daughter are both. That's when I ran over to her.
You can't do that.
She ran away.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Her daughter was nowhere to be found.
My daughter was in the house.
She's a liar.
My daughter was at home with
me. Your daughter was not there. She was with the father.
I'm going to
dismiss you. Her father doesn't pick her up till 3 o'clock on Thursday. Your husband wasn't even there.
If you open your mouth again, I'm going to put you out. But if I put you out, then I'm going to give her everything she wants.
Okay.
Do you understand? Do you want her to get everything she wants?
No.
But that's going to happen. I don't care what she calls you or what she calls your daughter. You can't have a hissy fit and proceed to try to attack her.
I wasn't going there.
Well, you caused damage. Listen to me.
I didn't damage her door either.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
I hit the vinyl siding at her house. Not her door.
You can't hit anything, Miss Franchi. I don't care what she calls you.
I was banging on it for her to come out.
Listen to me. Why?
Because she ran away
from
me.
Why?
I wanted to solve everything.
Well, no way. You don't solve everything when you're having a hissy fit. That's not when you solve things. You solve things if you're calm. Go home. Take a deep breath. Pick up the phone, call her and say, this has been going on too long. I don't want to fight with you. We're neighbors.
We've never had a problem before. Me and her personally have never had a problem.
Who did you have a problem with?
I never had a problem with anybody on my street. Well, she had issues with my father, my brother, and my mother. Me personally, we've never had a problem.
So she's had issues with your family.
And neighbors on the whole street.
Fine, now I'm going to look at the video.
As you can see, Your Honor, I'm approaching up. I'm going up the stairs. I have groceries in my hand. I cough in the other hand. I'm going up the stairs. She's on the... I'm sorry.
As her looking, that's when she's saying to me, I'm your daughter.
So what? You said the same thing to her. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I was trying to call the cops from my cell phone to make her stop. But then I hung up, Your Honor, because I was trying to give her a chance.
That's a hissy fit, Miss Franchi. Can't do that to somebody else's property. It's actually a shame that two people who live next door to each other in what looks like a pleasant neighborhood.
It was.
It was what?
It was a pleasant neighborhood.
Listen, I have a sense that you have a bit of an edge to you.
When it comes to this, yes.
I have a sense that you have an edge to you.
I've never been in trouble. I've never been arrested before.
Listen to me. That's a hissy fit. You can't do that.
Well, when it comes to my daughter, I will defend her.
Nobody was harming your daughter.
Verbally, she was. Nobody, my daughter was there.
Who cares? You can't do that.
I feel what I did was right.
Well, I'm going to show you what is right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
How long had she been in the hospital?
2-3 weeks.
And what possessed you to ask her for money when your girlfriend was in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks for a car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Maria, Kansas says neighbor Alicia Franchi damaged her front door during an argument in front of their homes. Alicia is countersuing for slander and harassment.
Now, I'm dismissing your counterclaim.
Okay.
That's the first thing, because what you did was wrong.
Okay.
I'm not saying what she did was right.
Right. I agree. Me saying... running over there was wrong.
That's right. That's what her case is about. Her case is about you taking words and escalating them into action. That you can't do. Sticks and stones. I'm sure your mother and your father maybe taught you that. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. So you have no right to escalate the war of words into physical violence, which is what you did. Now, I don't think that you behaved properly for a 40-year-old woman.
I understand, Your Honor. You're right.
I think that if you have a 23-year-old with a hot temper, you don't engage her if she's behaving improperly.
But it's been going on for 6 years, Your Honor. I've had enough.
I just
want to live in my house and that's it.
What's going to happen? She's not moving.
If you've had
6 years of it and you're living there and you've had enough, sell your house and move someplace else. But to live someplace where you're unhappy.
I'm very happy with my home. I'm sorry.
Very good. If you're very happy with your home, then you should have kept your mouth shut.
I was just defending me and my family, Your Honor, because it was...
Oh, well, then I want to tell you something. You're equally responsible. And what you're suing her for is the cost of the fixing the screen in the door, which was $54. But you also want thousands of dollars for her harassment. That you're not going to get because you're as guilty as she is. You both behaved badly on April 19th with your war of the words. She's going to pay $54.19 to fix your door. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I do believe that what I did, though, was the right thing.
They just don't know how to stop.
I think any parent would defend their child.
Just stop. Just try to get along. Just stop.
And I feel right in what I did.
But they just keep on going.
I hope they move.
Destroying my house, destroying my cars, destroying everything.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Coughlin versus Willis, step forward.
21-year-old Kelly Coughlin is suing her ex-boyfriend, 20-year-old Larry Willis III, for the return of money she loaned him to buy a car.
Mr. Willis, the plaintiff was your girlfriend for a while, is that right?
That's true.
And at some point she was in the hospital.
Yes.
When was that?
That was about May when we broke up.
No.
Shh.
It's not. It was
Stop.
January.
Listen. Listen to me. Say nothing.
It was around May when we broke up.
Say nothing unless I ask you a question.
I'm just saying it was January 2011.
No, listen to me. You don't seem to understand. I want you to be quiet unless I ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay? When was she in the hospital? You said it about May when we broke up.
I think it was about May, yes.
And while she was there, you came to visit her?
Yes.
And she gave you some money?
Yes, Your Honor.
While she was in the hospital?
That's true.
What did she give you the money for?
It was to purchase a vehicle.
To buy yourself a car?
Yeah, I was having problems getting back and forth.
I don't care.
All right.
The money was to buy you a car.
Yeah.
Now, when you went to visit her in the hospital, she was feeling poorly.
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong with her?
I think she had Crohn's disease.
How long had she been in the hospital?
For about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
That's a long time in the hospital. And what possessed you to ask her for money when your girlfriend was in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks for a car?
She was living with me at the time, and
no,
I was not.
I'm going to dismiss your case.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
It's going to be finished for you.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Oh, she already knew that I was planning to borrow the money for a car.
That's just what I wanted to know. Perfect. Oh, it's so good. I knew the more we got to talk, you see, when I tell you to be quiet.
I didn't borrow the money.
When I tell you to be quiet,
I see
you're
why.
Supposed to be
I
quiet, right?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kelly Coghlan says ex-boyfriend Larry Willis III borrowed money from her while she was laid up in the hospital, and he refuses to pay it back.
Go ahead.
I was living with my grandmother at the time, and her mom actually kicked her out, so
no,
I had gave her a place
to
stay.
I just want
to
know.
I'm just telling you what happened.
I don't want to know what happened. Listen to me. This is not some therapeutic program. This is a court. I've asked you a specific question. What prompted you, when your girlfriend was in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks with Crohn's disease, to at that time say to her, I want money to buy myself a car? It just would seem
because I needed transportation.
You needed transportation?
Yeah, to get back and forth to school and work.
Just a second. What were you using for transportation before?
The public transportation, the bus.
How long had you been using public transportation?
For about 6 or 7 months.
So it was a long time.
Yeah.
Yes would be the answer.
Yes.
Okay. So now here's what I have. I have you using public transportation to get where you wanted to go, to and from. And you had been using that form of transportation for a long time. Your girlfriend goes into the hospital with a serious disease. She's there for 2 or 3 weeks. And it's at that time that you decide you don't want to take public transportation anymore. Now you want a car.
That was already discussed before then. That's not the first time the car situation has been brought up.
I'm sure. But it wasn't resolved before she went into the hospital. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
Yes would be the answer. But the car issue was not resolved before she went into the hospital. So why, at that time, did you choose to ask her for money?
Because I needed a car and I was in school.
Very good. Now, do you know where she got the money from?
She started working in April.
Great.
For about a month.
So she was working for 1 month?
Yeah.
She was working for 1 month. What kind of work was she doing?
She was working at Sanford Who's Who's. It's like she picks up the phone and answers for the people who call in.
Do you know how much money she was making?
I'm not sure, but I know she was making good money.
What's good money?
Probably bringing in like $700 a week.
$700 a week? And how long hadn't she been working?
She wasn't working the whole time she lived with me.
So she landed this $600-$700 a week job, and she had it for a month. And that's where she saved up this money.
Well, it was commission, too. So she was selling a lot of stuff for the company, so they gave her a lot of money in commission.
How much is a lot?
I'm not sure. I didn't see her pay stubs.
So now I want you to tell me how much money she gave you.
$1,000.
Where did she get it from?
Her.
What do you mean, her?
In the hospital.
She had cash in the hospital?
Yep.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
Alaska. This is the year. For a free vacation planner, call 800-76-ALASKA.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Why don't you tell me how she got cash in the hospital?
She must have already had it on her.
And she kept it there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
She kept it there in the room?
Yes, Your Honor.
The $1,000. Or did she have more than $1,000?
I'm not sure.
When did you see the $1,000?
It was around May.
Where was it when you saw the $1,000?
In the hospital room.
Show me, tell me where, in a drawer, under the mattress?
She just pulled it out.
She pulled it out?
Yeah, pulled it out of a bag or something.
She pulled it out of a bag or something. And what did she say to you when she pulled it out of a bag or something?
She gave it to me because I asked for it.
What did she say to you?
Here you go.
What did you say to her?
Thank you.
No, before she took out the money.
Oh, she already knew that I was planning to borrow the money for a car.
That's just what I wanted to know. Perfect. Oh, it's so good. I knew the more we got to talk. You see,
yes.
When I tell you to be quiet.
I didn't borrow the money.
When I tell you to be quiet,
I see
you're
why.
Supposed to be
I
quiet, right?
Yes.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000.
I'll just ask you to make that out. Leave your paperwork there, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
How much did you want to enter this beauty pageant?
$1,850.
I wrote a book. The first part of the book says beauty fades. Second part of the book says dumb is forever.
Next Judge Judy.
Well, I am extremely happy This has been a long time coming. I mean, he's owned me for a year now, and I'm just happy I finally have my money and we can just cut ties. I was sick. I was very sick in the hospital for 8 months, and it just, my body was worn down. And when he asked me, it was perfect timing for him, not for me.